Real quick before we get into it, our Get More Bookings Bootcamp is open right now. Early bird is just $39 and that price is gone after September 8th. Head to thanksforvisiting.com/bookings to grab your seat now. That's thanksforvisiting.com/bookings to grab your seat now. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
All right, I gotta pause the episode for a second and ask you something. If you're getting bookings right now, but the money at the end of the month never quite adds up to what you're expecting it to add up to, do you know why? Well, here's the thing. Most hosts don't know why. And the truth is, it's not the market, it's not your property, and it's not the platform. When we audit short-term rental businesses, the same things come up time and time again. Hosts are leaving anywhere from $75 to $300 on the table every single booking because they're pricing from gut instead of from data. But here's the good news, it's totally fixable and it doesn't have to be complicated.
That's why we built the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. You get 4 live expert training sessions where we walk you through the complete system behind $1.9 million in monthly bookings, then 2 full weeks of live support while you install it into your actual business, because learning it and using it are 2 very different things. Hosts who implement this system see an average of 20% more revenue. Not from our properties, not from working harder, just from knowing and using their numbers. Trainings start May 4th and tickets are just $49. If you're serious about growing your STR business this year, head to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to grab your seat. The link is right there in your show notes. We'd love to see you there.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We're not going to start this episode with an STR share because we're coming in hot. There's some news. So
it's a remix. We're going to do exactly what Airbnb does.
Just change things without telling you.
They just drop it. Wait. They just drop it on you.
That's so funny.
There we go. So let's do it.
If you're an Airbnb host, you have probably seen the fee structure conversation everywhere over the past few months. From Facebook groups, podcasts, everyone has a hot take on which Airbnb fee structure to pick.
And now, Airbnb, they've changed the settings again without sending a single host an email about it. So the whole debate, it's starting right back over.
But here's the thing no one is talking about. It does not matter which fee structure you pick if you don't know what the last change actually did to your money anyway.
We've been through every version of this fee switch before most hosts even knew it was going to happen. And every time we did the same thing. We looked at our numbers, we made a decision, and moved on.
So today, we're going to show you exactly what changed, the mistakes most hosts are about to make, and the one audit you need to run before you touch a single setting.
Let's start with what just happened. Airbnb has 2 fee structures. You have structure number 1, is the host only, where you as the host pay around 14 to 16% and your guest sees just 1 all-in price when they check out. Or their structure 2, host-guest split fee, where you pay about 3%, but your guest gets hit with a service fee of roughly 14% on top of your nightly rate.
So here's the thing. Last October 2025, Airbnb forced a lot of PMS-connected hosts, arguably all of them, to the host-only fee structure. That is what kicked off the whole debate. We didn't have a choice, right? Hosts were trying to figure out if they should adjust their pricing, quit their PMS entirely, or some of them do nothing at all. Fast forward, well, now in April, the option is back to switch back to the split fee. And it has quietly reappeared, silently reappeared in your settings. If you use a PMS, a property management system that connects to Airbnb, please go check. It is just sitting there. No announcement, no email.
But here's the part we want you to notice even more. Right next to the host only option, because you'll see two options there, Airbnb added one word. And that word is recommended.
Powerful. Think about that. You as a host, you spend hours, we hear so many hosts trying to reverse engineer what the Airbnb algorithm wants. And Airbnb just came out and literally spoon-fed you, told you what they want.
In fact, we get to work with an Airbnb rep because of the amount of homes that we manage. And this person's job is helping hosts like us grow our market share on the Airbnb platform. And I'm telling you guys, his advice is always the same. Follow the Airbnb nudges. When they roll out a promotion, I want you to participate. When they suggest you add something to your listing, add it.
It is the same exact thing. When you're setting up your listing, aren't you trying to check as many amenity boxes as possible? Because you know that's recommended by Airbnb. You check all the boxes. And again, one night stays, recommended. Instant book, recommended. That is how the platform works.
Now, don't get us wrong. We're not saying that you're going to get penalized for choosing the split fee because it doesn't have that word recommended next to it. Because like what Annette just said, we don't recommend using Airbnb's smart pricing product, even though they say it's recommended. But the host-only fee is clearly the direction Airbnb is going. And honestly, we believe it's still going to be rolled out and required of all hosts eventually. We're not sure. We're not here to debate why they've allowed us to now go back and choose. It honestly doesn't really matter, and we're going to get into that. So for most of you, the question of which fee structure to pick is honestly the easy part.
So here is the harder question, the right question, and the one most hosts are skipping. It's what happened to your bottom line after the last switch? Because if you cannot answer that question first, nothing else you are going to do with your settings and your fee structure is going to be based on anything real.
Yeah, so if you hear anyone else on a podcast or a Facebook group debating why they did it and which to pick, it's like that's the wrong conversation to be involved in, okay? So like Annette said, you need to understand with the last switch and whatever decision you made at that time, how did that affect your bottom line? Because funny story, our properties were forced over to the host-only fee back in the fall of 2024, an entire year before this was a whole industry-wide conversation, October of 2025, all right?
So back in 2024, before all of the fee structure noise started, we were in our regular revenue meeting and we noticed Airbnb had changed our fee structure to host only, to 15.5 when we were used to the 3%. Airbnb did not tell us because honestly, they didn't have to. We saw it in our numbers. So we went into our PMS, we made a markup adjustment, reviewed it, and moved on with our day. We tested it. We watched what happened. We adjusted again.
And a year later, we noticed it switched back to the host guest split fee. Again, no choice, no notice. And then this past October in 2025, they forced us back onto the 15.5. I mean, if you're not following along, it's like fair because that is what Airbnb is doing. They are doing what they want to do, what's best for them. And honestly, we can't blame them. We can't fault them for that. And every single time this happened to us, all we did was we pulled our numbers, we made a decision, and we kept building our business. We cannot pause and analyze the why behind Airbnb every decision they make. We would be wasting so much of our valuable time.
Let's do a comparison to what most hosts did back in October 2025.
Yeah, about 60% of hosts made some sort of pricing change to accommodate being forced onto the host-only fee structure. But about 40% did nothing at all, nothing. And I can tell you that doing nothing was a mistake, because if you did not adjust, you absorbed that fee into every single booking you took from that point forward. But the host who did make a change, a lot of them made a different kind of mistake. They went into a Facebook group. They found someone posting this just general percentage markup that they had used and just copied it. And I want you to think about that for a second. That person who, you know, is talking about that percentage that they swear is the perfect percentage to plug in for the markup does not know your property. They do not know your photos, your reviews, your amenities, your nightly rate, your market, your average length of stay, your booking window, your mortgage, or your goals. And you just handed them a decision, maybe not you, but, you know, that host, that decision that directly affects what you keep on every single booking. And I can tell you this too, Annette especially is very in tune with conversations that are happening amongst very smart property managers and thought leaders in this short-term rental space on LinkedIn. And I listen to My Fair Share podcast. We try to stay in the know. And I'm telling you, very respected people, very smart people, they all had different percentages of markups that they swore by. This is the magic number to mark up to recoup all those funds in the host-only fee. But I'm telling you, we even created a calculator where we put in different scenarios with different percentages of markup. And it depended. What was the ADR? How long did the guest stay? It all varied. Mm-hmm. So sadly, most of the hosts that just took blind advice from some rando, they never went back to check if the change actually worked for their business.
So some of the questions you should be asking is, did your bookings hold? Did your calendar slow down? Did you keep more per booking? Or did you just add the percentage, charge more, and actually fill fewer nights?
Yeah, almost nobody asked those questions. And that is the real mistake. Not which structure you picked, not what percentage you used. The mistake is making a decision about your money and then never looking at what happened next. So, rant over, okay? Before you go into your settings and you change anything and you make any decision, here is what we want you to do first. Okay, you've got to pull up your numbers and we want you to audit four things.
All right, let's get into it. Number one, what did you actually keep month by month since your fee structure changed in October? Not what came in, what you actually kept after your expenses. If you do not know that number, that is the first problem that we need to solve. And it's a bigger problem than which fee structure you are on.
Audit number two, you're going to compare those same months to the same months the previous year. Okay. Are you up or are you down? By how much? This is where it gets real. Because if you're down 10% year over year, but your market is also down 10% year over year, then it's not the fee structure that's the problem. But if you're down and your market is flat or growing, the fee change may have actually cost you money. And you need to adjust. And not just the fee change that costs you money, what you decided to do about that fee change costs you money. And so you will need to make a better decision going forward.
And number three, how are you performing compared to your market right now? Again, the market might be up 15% and you might be comparable to last year, thinking that everything is fine, but you are not fine. You're falling behind and you don't even know it. Number three, let's say you aren't down year over year. In fact, you're up 10%. Woo, awesome. But you audit where the market is right now, and you are currently trailing behind by 15%. Why? Could be the way you're handling the fee structure. If that's so, you've got to find out and find out fast.
All right. So number four, what did you actually profit per booking before October versus after October? This is the number that tells you whether your markup is doing its job or not, okay? Hopefully you didn't just pick up some random markup percentage from some Facebook group, right? You put some thought into it. You ran some scenarios. If you're keeping the same amount per booking pre-October versus post-October, but filling fewer nights, you may have overshot your markup a little bit. If you're filling the same nights but keeping less per booking, you undershot it. And either way, now you know that's okay. That's the good thing. You now can actually fix it instead of just continuing to guess or continuing to do nothing at all.
And those are the four numbers. They're going to tell you everything you need to know to make a very informed decision. Not a decision based on feelings, on Facebook, a decision that is based on data from your own business with your own goals.
All right, shameless plug, because if you're sitting here thinking, I don't even know where to find those numbers or how to properly calculate them, that is exactly why we built our Priced and Profitable Bootcamp.
It is a live training that starts on May 4th. We dig in for 4 days, just you and us together with Pricey. We'll show you how to know your numbers, price your property right, and get more profitable bookings from the listing you already have.
This entire fee situation with Airbnb just put a spotlight on something that we have been saying for a long time. Mm-hmm. Most hosts are making pricing decisions without actually knowing their numbers. Not because they're not smart, but because no one ever showed them which numbers matter or what to do with them.
So join us. Your seat to the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. It's just $49, and the link will be in the description, and the bootcamp starts in just 1 week.
A lot of hosts open Airbnb, they scroll through their competitors' listing, they look at the all-in price, compare it to their own, and they make pricing decisions based on that alone.
But when you're doing that scrolling, did you look at their photos? Did you read their reviews? Did you check the amenities that they offer?
You cannot compare your nightly rate to a listing with 400 five-star reviews and a hot tub if you don't have 400 five-star reviews and a hot tub, right? And act like you're on the same playing field. Price, you guys, is just one variable. It's very important, but it's not the only variable.
Okay. And if your photos are not converting into guests, if your reviews are not where you need them to be, if your amenities do not match your price point, no fee structure change and no markup percentage is going to remedy that. Those are very different problems and they deserve their very own attention.
Here's what we want to leave you with.
Airbnb is going to continue to keep changing things.
Mm-hmm.
The fees, their algorithm, the rules. And it has always been this way. And it's not going to stop. They're going to keep changing.
Every time it happens, you have a choice. You can go back to the Facebook group and ask strangers what to do. Or you can pull your numbers, make your own call, and get back to building something that does not fall apart every time the Airbnb platform changes, moves, decides to throw some wrench in your game.
We do not want you to be only an Airbnb host. We want you to be a host who runs a real profitable business. And a real business that makes decisions based on data, not panic.
So again, if you want help learning exactly how to do that, you want to take control over knowing your numbers and pricing your property for profit, the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp is where we start. It is May 4th. It is 4 days of live training and then 2 weeks of support while you implement the system that we're going to teach you. It is just $49. I bet you'll see you all there. The link is in the show notes. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Before you go, early bird tickets for the Get More Bookings Bootcamp are still available for $39 through September 8th. But after that, the price goes up. So head to thanksforvisiting.com/bookings to snag your spot at the early bird price. Cannot wait to see you there.